Today's Daf is Erevin Daf Beis. We begin with Sechas Erevin. We're all familiar with the concept. I think that it's from a Zohar. They say that Ani Rochev Alachamor, that Mashiach comes in Ani Rochev Alachamor. Ani is Rashi Tevis, Erevin Nida and Yevamos, that when people are learning these difficult Masechtas of Erevin Nida and Yevamos, then it's a good sign that Mashiach will come. So Erevin is not known as one of the easier Masechtas in Shas. It's one of the more challenging Masechtas. But obviously a very rewarding one and very halacha l'maisa one as well. Two basic topics in today's daf. The primary topic and one secondary topic. The primary topic we're going to discuss is what exactly the shear is for a doorway of a mavui, a doorway of an alleyway that can be made mutter to carry in with regard to the height, with regard to the width of the doorway. And we're going to discuss different sources for each opinion of how high and how wide a mavui can be, where it can still be correctable. And in the course of that discussion, we're going to discuss the measurements of the various doorways in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, which serve as the source for the doorways of a mavui. That's the primary topic of the entire daf. The secondary topic, the Gemara will also discuss why certain Mishnayos, when discussing something that's too high, suggest lowering it, and other Mishnayos just say that it's possible when it's too high, without giving any productive suggestions of what to do about it, just says possible. So that's a secondary topic. Very important to just know going into Maseches Erevin that there are four Rishuyos of Shabbos. There is a Rishus Harab, Rishus Yachid, Carmelus, and Makom Patur. Rishus Harab, Rishus Yachid, it is also to carry from one to the other, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That is a Malacha d'Oraisa of Hotza'ah, a Makom Patur. It's mutter to carry from Makom Patur to either Rishus, to Rishus Yachid or to Rishus Rabim, and a Carmelis, Mita Oraisa, a Carmelis has a din of Makom Patur, but Mita Rabbanan, the Chachamim, where goes there that a Carmelis should have a din of a Rishus Rabim, that you're not allowed to carry even Dalit Amos within a Carmelis, similar to the way you're not allowed to carry even Dalit Amos within a Rishus Harabim. So our mission is going to discuss a mavoi, Pashtos is, the way Rashi seems to understand over here, is a Rishos HaYachid on a D'oraisa level, but the Rabbanan still said that it's usher to carry in a mavoi. A mavoi does not have any houses in it, typically. Typically, a mavoi has chatzeros that go off of the mavoi. Each chatzer has multiple houses. The mavoi is an alleyway that leads directly out into the Rishos HaRabim. So let's begin the Mishnah. Mavoi Shu Gavo L'mal Me'asim Amma Yema'it. If you have a mavoi that is higher, that the opening to the mavoi, the entranceway to the mavoi, is higher than 20 amos, meaning we're assuming that you've already placed a beam over the entrance to the mavoi, which you need to do if you want to be able to carry in the mavoi. There are two options. You can either place a korah, a beam, over the entranceway to the mavoi, or you can or you can make a lechi on one of the sides, a pole, a vertical pole on one of the sides of the entranceway to the mavoi, or make it into a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach is a kana mikan v'kana mikan v'kana al gabeim. It's two doorposts and a lintel on top. So that's how you can carry in a mavoi. Let's say you put a beam over the entranceway to the mavoi. The beam that you place over the entranceway to the mavoi is more than 20 amos off the ground. So the halacha is yema'it. You need to lower it if you want it to be an effective beam that's going to allow you to carry. Says Rashi, mavui shu gavoa sheinichos hakora lemalam me'asr mama. You place the korah above 20 amos. The korah zula hati l'talta l'tocha ba'a. And this korah's role is to permit carrying inside of the mavui. D'mida oraisa itzer otzos rishus harabim b'shabes. And so Rashi gives the background over here. He says anadar oraisa level, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. Umay Rishus Rabim, what is a Rishus Rabim? Sratio, Platio, Gedola, some sort of a large center, large square, Kedamrin Perek Yitzios HaShabbos, Shadomon L'Digle Midbar, that it has to be similar to the Digle Midbar, to the encampment in the Midbar, when the Kali Sol is traveling through the Midbar. The Kolmili de Shabbos, Mi Mishkan Gamrinan, because everything about Hilcha Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan, Va'agolo Shel Leviim Baruchav Yud Vav Amma Azli, and the Agolos, the wagons of the Levium, went on a path that was 16 amos wide. Kedamar Bazorek, like the Gemara says in Perek Hazorek, Hilkach Lo Havi Rishus Harabim Batzer Meyud Vav Amma. Therefore, you do not have anything that qualifies as a Rishus Harabim unless it's at least 16 amos wide. Rochav Umafulash Mi Beis Roshin, and it has to be open on both ends. Aval Mavoi katzurhu veinu rachav yirvavama. So Mavoi, Rashi says right off the bat, fulfills neither of those qualifications. A Mavoi is not 16 amos wide typically. V'inami rachavu enu mufulish el rosho echad pesuach l'rosho sram rosho echad sasum. And even if it were 16 amos wide, it doesn't fulfill the second qualification of rosho sram, of being mufulish, of being open on both sides. A Mavoi typically, a Mavoi sasum, is only open on one side, it's closed on the other side, meaning it's surrounded on three sides by walls and only opens up into Rishus Sarabim on one side. If it were mafulash, if the mavi were an alleyway that were open on both sides, then a beam on one end would not suffice. That would not be enough, as we'll see in the Gemara. Since it's not a Rishus Sarabim on a Daraisa level, says Rashi, you can carry there without doing anything. It's totally mutter. Again, Rashi seems to be saying that a mavoi is on a darais level a rishus hayachid. That on a darais level we consider it to be a rishus hayachid. It's interesting. The Rambam in the 17th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos says a mavoi with three mechitzos is a makom p'tur midaraisa. But okay, v'rabbanan gazer alei mishum da'asi le'chlufei b'rishus rabim. The rabbanan were just goes there that since it's a pretty public place that maybe you'll confuse it with the rishus rabim v'sharyua b'takanta d'lechi okora. So they came up with a way to make it mutter. They said, look, really it's supposed to be on the daraisa level to rishus yachid. We're going to aser it like a rishus rabim, but because it's a chumra to aser like Rosh Hashanah, we're going to build in a tikkun. We're going to make a way that it could be mutter. What's the way that it's mutter? Either put up a lechi or a korah at the entranceway to lahavi hakera to lo leise the mishri Rosh Hashanah gemura. And when you put up the lechi or the korah, that serves as a heker. That makes it clearly recognizable that it is that it is separate from the Rosh Hashanah. So that way, no one will come to confuse it with the Rosh Hashanah. Now that idea that it is a hecker is certainly one of the possibilities of what the Korah comes to accomplish. Rabbi Kiveger over here in the Gilyon HaShas has a couple of issues with this Rashi, but the second issue he has with this Rashi is Od Kasafti L'Tamoa B'mad Kasav Rashi B'zeh Adibor V'chein HaRav Bartanur V'shar Yuh B'tekant L'Lachi HaKorah D'Lahavu Hecker. He says, why does Rashi say that this is called a hecker? Hakaimelon, the lechi omen me'elav havi lechi, the kaimelon lechi mishum mechitza. We're going to have a sugya later on about a lechi omen me'elav, which is a nafkamina in terms of there's going to be a discussion. What's the purpose of a lechi? Does a lechi serve as a hecker or does it serve as a mechitza? Nafkamina is a case of a lechi omen me'elav, which means you have a lechi that is not clearly recognizable, that it's placed there for that purpose. So then it won't serve as a hecker, but if lechi serves as a makeshift mechitza, then we view it as if it's a wall, but it doesn't matter how recognizable your walls are. If your walls are there, as long as they have halachic walls there, they count as walls. So he says, very difficult why Rashi assumes hecker. We paskin not that way. We paskin that even lechi omid me'elav is good enough, which would seem to imply that the purpose of the lechi is mishum mechitza and not mishum hecker. But be that as it may, the Mishnah tells us over here very clearly, if you have a mavoi that's more than 20 amos high, the simple etza is that yima'it, that you're supposed to lower it in order to make it an effective korah. Now we're not talking about a lechi over here, we're talking about a korah that you place on the top. What about a lechi? Can you have a lechi b'matar a mavoi where the entranceway is very high, is more than 20 amos high? In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Samach Gimel Siv Chavav, paskins that a lechi works even no matter how high the entranceway is, because the whole point is that the korah is not going to serve as a hecker when it's more than 20 amos high. You're not going to be able to see it; it's so high. But it doesn't matter how high the entranceway is in terms of a lechi. The lechi is a pole on the side of the entranceway. So the Bir Alach over there, he has a more elaborate discussion of it. He quotes a base meir who's cholik, but that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not necessary to be mimait. It's not necessary to lower the korah that's more than 20 amos high. That's in terms of the height of the mavoi. That's part one of the Mishnah. Now part two of the Mishnah. V'arach of me'asar amos yima'it. If the doorway is wider than 10 amos, you also need to minimize that size. You need to make it smaller. The doorway has to be less than 10 amos. V'im'yesh lo tzuras ha'pesach, afal pishu rach of me'asar amos, ein tzarech l'ma'it. But if that doorway has a Tzuras HaPesach in it, instead of it's not just wide open, it has a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over it, so it's a Kana Mikan, V'Kana Mikan, V'Kana Al Gabeyem, then even if it's way more than 10 Amos, even if it's more than 10 Amos, not a problem, you don't have to be Mite, a Tzuras HaPesach can count as a doorway that's not going to ruin the entire Mavo, you'll be able to carry in there, even when it's more than 10 Amos. That is the second part of the Mishnah. So again, first part of the Mishnah about the height of the Mavoi, where it can't be more than 20 Amos, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a problem if it is more than 20 Amos. What's notable over there, that what the Gemara will discuss, is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't tell us how high it can be. He just tells us if it's more than 20 Amos, it's okay. Does that mean it could be infinitely high, or is there some sort of other shear that Rabbi Yehuda is not telling us about? And then the second, in terms of the width of the Tzuras HaPesach, and the width of the opening of the Mavoi. How wide can it be? So the answer is, it can be up until 10 Amos, unless you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then it could be way more than 10 Amos. A couple of very important, one issue in Tosfos over here. Tosfos Mavoi Shugva Me'asur Mama Yemait, says Tosfos, Hikshar Mehari Me'orleans, the Havli Lashminan, Hechsher Mavoi Bereisha Shubalachi Vekora V'Miniach Lamal Me'asur Mama Yemait. Meaning, shouldn't it's a very strange way to start a Masechta. We're starting off by telling us how to fix a problem that comes up with a bad Korah. I didn't even know that there is such a thing called a Korah before I opened up Masechta Yemei. How are we supposed to know that there's a Korah and a Lechi and that these are ways to fix a Mavoi? Rashi has to fill us in on everything. But it's a very odd way to start a Masechta. They have a Korah that's placed at the wrong height. What are we talking about? Where does it ever say that you need a Korah? So it says, Tosfos V'tiritz, T'tana Nichle L'haskel B'haylishna, K'moshe Maschelas Masnisin D'Sukha, L'achi Parach Shapir T'fei B'gmar, Ma'ishna Gavi Sukha T'ani P'sula. Very unusual answer. That there are certain lashonos that we like to use to start mesechtas, so we'd like to keep it parallel to the way we start mesechta sukkah. Sukkah gavol the malam esr mama psula is the lashon that we have at the beginning of mesechta sukkah. So we start with mavoi. So the whole reason we start with a case of mavoi is because that's the way we start mesechta sukkah, which is also a mesechta that's largely about mechitzos, much like erevin is largely about mechitzos. So we keep it parallel to mesechta sukkah, which therefore reinforces the kasha that the Gemara asks, makes the kasha so much stronger that the Gemara asks to lead off the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Sukkah she gavol amalam esr mama psula. It says in the first Mishnah in Sukkah that if you have a Sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. So Maishna gabe Sukkah detani psula v'gabe mavui tani takanta. Why is it by Sukkah it just says puzzle, and by Mavoi it says how to fix it? You know what? There's a way to fix the sukkah also. You could take the schach and put it lower than 20 amos. But it doesn't say that. It just says that it's puzzle. And by Mavoi it tells us how to fix it. So why by Mavoi would it say how to fix it? And by sukkah it just says flat out puzzle. You see what Tosfos is talking about now. If the whole reason the Mishnah starts with such a strange case is to keep it parallel to sukkah, this kasha is so much stronger. It's not just stam that we have different lashonos and two different mesechtas. These mesechtas were meant to mirror each other. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it in such a way that the Mishnayos were supposed to mirror each other. And that's where he veers on Yemait versus Pasul, when you could have used either Lashon by either one of those Mishnayos. So why does he say Yemait over there? Why does he say Pasul by Sukkah? Says the Gemara, two answers. Answer number one. Sukkah da Oraisa, Tani Psula. Mavi Drabanan, Tani Takanta. Sukkah is Daraisa, so we use the Lashon of Pasul. Mavi is Drabanan, so we use the Lashon of Yemait, of how to fix it, of how to solve the problem. What is that? Well, let's see the second answer, then we'll go back to what in the world that means. Why, just because Sukkah is Daraisa, is it more appropriate to use the Lashon of Pasul, and something Drabanan more appropriate to tell us how to fix it? We'll come back to that in a second. V'iba Yisema, second possible answer, Daraisa Nami Tani Takanta. Really, on Daraisas like Sukkah, it also would make sense to tell us how to fix it. Ela Sukkah Dinefishin Mile, Pasuk V'Tani Psula. Mavi D'lo Nefishin Mile, Tani Takanta. The thing is, in Sukkah, there's so many other halachos over there. It talks about how many walls you need in a Sukkah, how tall the Sukkah has to be, not just what's too tall, but what's too short, that you need Schach to be Chamas Meru Mitzilasa. So there are a whole list of Psulim that we have in the first Mishnah of Sukkah. So if it were to tell me how to fix each of those Psulim, the Mishnah would be inordinately long. I wanted to keep it simple, just to tell me the Psulim. Shulim. So it says, this is possible, this is possible, this is possible. Right? Just tells me what's possible, what's kosher by a sukkah. By Mavoi, over here, we have one halacha, really two halachas in this whole Mishnah. We have a halacha about being more than 20 amos high, and about the Pesach being more than 10 amos wide. And that's it. So it's not a big deal for it to tell me takanta, and it tells me the takana of both. It tells me that more than 20 amos high, yemait, more than 10 amos wide, then either yemait or make a tzuras ha-Pesach, and that's it. And it's very simple, it's very straightforward, it doesn't take too much ink to fill in everything that needs to be said about a mavoi. But what about that first answer? Why in a d'oraisa does it make more sense to say pasul, and in the rabbanim more sense to tell us what to do about it? So Rashi over here says, Tani psula holu kvar mi yimos moshe nitna midazu, ubo cham lefarish l'chashim, lo asa kein psula, shayich l'misim bo lashon paslus. V'yafagav d'mahanya batakanta, kol kamadu lo masakin lo ikra psula. Rashi explains that the word pasul is really the preferred word. That's what we should be using. But it only makes sense to say pasul by something that's a long-standing halacha from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That since this is a halacha from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a din d'oraisa, so we can say, yeah, this is pasul. This always is and always was pasul. But mavoi dekali kari derabanan hu, that the whole thing is derabanan, lo shayich lememer be'loshon paslus, shari kan ischilu laharoscha iske mavoi v'torosav. We're just learning about the very concept of mavoi, and the very fact that there even is an isur derabanan to carry in a mavoi. Umay pasul shayich lememer. Pasul sounds like it's a statement of fact, not something we're being misakin right now, that it's a statement of long-standing fact. So you're not going to say pasul by a mavoi, because that's something the rabbanan were being misakin as they were writing this. They still didn't tell you anything that they could tell you pasul. Pasul implies that it's something that's been in place for a while. That is how Rashi understands the difference between pasul and the takanta. Tosfos, however, says that according to Rashi, the Iba Yisema doesn't work out so well, because he says Ulishna di Iba Yisema b'da oraisa nami tani takanta lo asi shapir le perusho. Because what does the Gemara say? The Iba Yisema, that really on a d'oraisa you can say how to fix it also. That's okay to say on a d'oraisa also. Well, according to Rashi, that was fine the whole time. Even according to the first lashon, it was okay to say the takana on a d'oraisa. Rashi was just trying to say why you can't say pasul on a d'rabanan. Yeah, Rashi assumed that pasul would be the preferred lashon to use, and it's just that you can't use pasul on a d'rabanan. To tell us you might, yeah, of course Rashi the whole time knew that you could use you might binogea to a din d'oraisa. So the Iba Yisema doesn't seem to work nearly as well according to Rashi. So what is pshat? Says Tosos the Kachnir Lefarish Sukkah Da Oraisa Tani Psula De Loshen Yemait Mashma Chumra Bialma Vaasi Limiti Vilomar Dafka Lichadchila Av Budyevit Shaper Dami. The Loshen of Yemait sounds like it's a Chumra Bialma that's only a requirement Lichadchila, but Budyevit would be okay. Avul Bemavi Drabanan Ein Lachush. So we're afraid when we're afraid to mess around with Dinim Da Oraisa, to give the wrong impression on a Din Da Oraisa that this is only a Din Lichadchila, not a Din Bidyevit. Of it. We want to be absolutely certain that there's nothing unclear about it. Sukkah d'oraisa, pasul. If it's more than 20 amos, it's not good, not l'chadchila, not b'dievet. By mavoi, since the whole din is only a din d'rabanan, we're not as concerned about people getting confused and thinking that it's okay b'dievet, so we could use a little bit of a softer lashon, so we say yema'it rather than a lashon of pasul. Frektosos, but wait a second. In Mesecha Shabbos, we had in Perek Bam Madlikin, Ner Chanukah Sheinich Lamal Me'asrim Amah, Psula, Ner Chanukah Zedin Derabanan. So why does it say Pasul? So it says Tosos. That's because it's Agav Sukkah de Basrei, because Sukkah happens to be mentioned together with Ner Chanukah, so we want to keep the Lashonos consistent by Ner Chanukah. Inami, he says, Hasam lo matzi lemisni yema'it av mashma kamoshi dolekes yema'it. He says, there's another problem with saying yema'it by Ner Chanukah. If you say yema'it, it means that if you already lit a Ner Chanukah above 20 amos, no problem, just lower it to below 20 amos. That's no good by Ner Chanukah. V'ze eino. Da'afil man yomar nachos ha-mitzvah, tzarech lichbosu la'adlika, shlo yomar haro l'tzorcha hu da'adlika. Even if you hold, there's a big machlokas in Masechta Shabbos, whether hadlaka os ha-mitzvah or hanacha os ha-mitzvah. At the time that you're being madlik the Neros Chanukah, do you have to be fulfilling the mitzvah with that hadlaka, or can you take an already lit ner and place it by the Pesach Beis and Mibachutz and be yotzei Ner Chanukah? So certainly if you hold hadlaka os ha-mitzvah, to take a Ner Chanukah that was the lamala mechaf and then put it under chaf, absolutely no good. Your ma'it would be terrible for if you hold hanacha osa mitzvah. And even if you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, if you add it lamala mechaf and then someone sees you lowering it, it gives the impression that you lit it for your own purposes and you just needed it higher before and now you need it lower. So you would still need to be mechaba it and relight the ner chanukah. So that's why by ner chanukah, even though it's a derabanan, we use such a lashon of your ma'it rather than a lashon of we use lashon pasul rather than a lashon of yima'it. I heard from Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter that a possible different explanation of the difference between pasul and yima'it is there's a very famous vart of the nesivus in Reish Lam and Dalid in the Choshen Mishpat. The nesivus writes that whenever you have, let's put it this way. In general, the Gemara in the Nedarim tells us that there is a difference between a neder and a dava. One is an issur gavra, one's an issur chefza. So the Achronim have a difficult time figuring out what about the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula? Are things assumed generally to be an issur gavra, or are they generally assumed to be an issur chefza? Am I not allowed to eat pig because I'm not allowed to eat pig, or am I not allowed to eat pig because pig is fundamentally bad? But it's not about me, it's about the chefza. So the Nesivus has the following mahalik. He says, every Isser Daraisa is an Isser chefza. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could build in characteristics of Isser into the Bria. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Whenever you have an Isser Rabbanan, it's always an Isser Gavra. Why? Because the Rabbanan can't change the Bria. They can't take a cow and say that it's a Chefza di Yisura. They didn't create the cow. What can the Rabbanan do? I have a Chiv in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan could say, no, it's fine. You're not allowed to have it. So every Isser Rabbanan would be an Isser Gavra. So he said, maybe that's the Vart. That Sukkot HaRais Psula is a statement of the Chefza, that this Chefza is a Chefza that's possible. Mavu is about me, how I have to behave. So anything that's Rabbanan is about how I have to act toward it, not about a Psul Be'etzem. So it tells me, Yemayit. It says, here's what you should do. This is the proper mode of behavior. So maybe that's the idea, the difference between Psula and Yemayit. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara now. Am Rabbi Dom Rav, Chacham lo lemdua ele mipischo, Shel Heichal, Rabbi Yehuda Lulam Dalam Pischo Shel Ulam. That we have a machlokas tanaim in our Mishnah. How high is too high? So the Chacham held more than 20 amos is too high. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it could be more than that. So the Chacham must have learned this from the measurements of the doorway of the Heichal, and Rabbi Yehuda must have learned that it could be more than 20 amos from the measurements of the doorway of the Ulam. Ditnan Pischo Shel Heichal. Gavho esrim amo v'rachvo esar amos. The doorway of the Heichal is 20 amos high, 10 amos wide. Those dimensions sound familiar. It's exactly the dimensions in the Mishnah that the Chachamim hold of. V'shal ulam gavo arbayim amo v'rachvo esrim amos. The doorway of the ulam was 40 amos high, 20 amos wide. So that's the shir l'chora of Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara will get to, Rabbi Yehuda never said a shir in our Mishnah, he just said it could be more than 20 amos. Ushnein mikrayach adarshu. They both darshan from the same pasuk. V'shachtu pesach o'al moed. Pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach o'al moed. So we call the doorway of the o'al moed a pesach. If you want to know what's called a pesach, look at the o'al moed. So what did the o'al moed have? Did the o'al moed have kedushas heichal, or did it have kedushas ulam? So the Rabbanan Savri, Kedushas Heichal L'chud, U Kedushas Ulam L'chud. The Rabbanan hold, Kedushas Heichal and Kedushas Ulam are two different things. V'chi ksiv, Pesach Ol Moed, a Heichal ksiv. So when it says Pesach Ol Moed, it's talking about the Heichal. So the Pesach of the Heichal is how we define the dimensions of a Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Heichal v'ulam kedusha achasi. Heichal and ulam have one kedusha. V'chi ksiv pesach ol moed atravayu d'ksiv. And when it says pesach ol moed, it's going on both of them. It's going on the ulam also. So that's the machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Which pesach do we use as the model for a pesach? Or you could even say that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Ulam and Heichal are two separate entities. They each have their own separate Kedushas. Over here, the reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn the concept of Pesach from the Heichal is because Dichsiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis. because it says El Pesach Ulam Habayis. It refers specifically to the doorway of the Ulam as a Pesach. You'll notice on the side of the Gemara, normally it tells you where the Pasuk is from, right? Where do you have such a Pasuk? El Pesach Ulam Habayis. So this Pasuk does not exist. Tosfos points out, Tichsiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis, Zeh HaPasuk Eino B'Shum Makom. A little bit troubling. This Pasuk doesn't exist anywhere. Va'omari, Dematzinu Tichsiv Ulam Habayis, U'Bekarach Rino Ksiv Pesach Habayis. So in one Pasuk in Yecheskel it says Ulam Habayis. In another Pasuk in Yecheskel it says Pesach Habayis. So the Gemara is just putting those two psukim together, and it's ki'ilu it says Pesach Ulam Abayis. And that's really the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that we base it based on the measurements of the Pesach of the Ulam? Because of this pasuk of Pesach Ulam Abayis. V'Rabbanan, back in the world, the Rabbanan's response is, if it would have said El Pesach Ulam, then you'd be correct. Now that it says El Pesach Ulam Habayis, it doesn't mean the doorway of the Ulam. It means the Bayis that's Pasuach to the Ulam, which means the Heichal. That has to be the doorway of the Heichal. So Tosfos reads into that line of Gemara that what the Rabbanan are trying to say in a very gentle way is that no such Pasuk exists. They're just saying it slightly differently. That you're quoting a Pasuk that simply doesn't exist, and therefore we're not convinced by your idea that we're going to follow the Pesach of the Ulam. So Frek the Gemara, wait a second. The whole thing doesn't make sense over here. Pesach Ol Moed, where does it say Pesach Ol Moed? It wasn't about the Beis HaMikdash. The dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash are never mentioned in Chumash. Right? Anything about the Beis HaMikdash is not really mentioned in Chumash. So what is it? What's it talking about? Vakik Siv. Vakik Siv, hi, b'mishkan Ksiv. When it says this pasuk, it's about the Mishkan. It's not about the Beis HaMikdash at all. So what are we even talking about? It says Gemara, Ashkechan Mishkan de'ikri Mikdash, u'mikdash de'ikri Mishkan. We find that the Mikdash is called the Mishkan is called Mikdash, that the terms are interchangeable, and we'll prove it right now. Sometimes you have Mishkan that's called Mikdash, Mikdash is called Mishkan. We actually just had, I think in Rashi in yesterday's Parsha, right, that the pasuk says, Mishkan Ha'edus, and Rashi says that it's a reference to the Shnei Batei HaMikdash. When it says Mishkan Ha'edus, it refers to the Shnei Batei HaMikdash, and why are they called Mishkan? Why is the Mikdash called the Mishkan? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it as a Mashkon. So that's what I spoke about after Hashkamim yesterday. Why it is that we call the Mikdash a Mashkon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it probably relates to that, Zalman Straskin explains in his Lam Latoda, that it probably relates to the idea that Rashi and Tosfos talk about in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim, that it's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu just watching it for us. And as soon as we're able to redeem it, as soon as we're able to generate the Zechios to get it back, we'll say, look, we have the Zechios, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to us. It's not Churban per se. Churban would be that it's completely gone. It's a Mashkon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping it as a collateral until we show him that that we deserve it. So anyway, so we see that the terms are somewhat interchangeable. Dilote Ma'achi, because if you don't say that the terms are somewhat interchangeable, Hadam Rav Yudam Shmuel, that which Rav Yudam Shmuel says, Shlomim Sheshachtan Kodem Psichas Lasos Hechel Psulin, that if you ever come in Shlomim that you shecht before they open up the doorway, the doors of the Hechel, that it's possible, Shenemar Veshachtu Pesach Ol Moed Bizman Shepsuchin Velo Bizman Sheinu Ulim. Pasuk says you shecht at Pesach Ol Moed, sounds like it has to, the doors have to be open already, not when they're closed. But wait a second, that pasuk is about the Mishkan. So how could we learn anything about Shechting Karmen Shlom in the Beis HaMikdash from a pasuk and about the doorways of the Heichel being open if there was that, this was about the Mishkan, it wasn't about the Mikdash at all? Ella Ashkechan Mikdash Te'ikri Mishkan, U'Mishkan Te'ikri Mikdash. So it must be that the terms are interchangeable. Mishkan is called Mikdash, Mikdash is called Mishkan. Frek Tosos, wait a second. Shlom that you shecht before the doorways are open are possible based on this pasuk. There's another reason why it's possible. The first mission in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim tells us that the Seder HaAvoda, and one of the halachos, the fundamental halacha, the parak Tamid Nishchat teaches us primarily is that there's nothing that's brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar or after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. All the Karbanos Hayom are sandwiched between those two Karbanos, Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im in the afternoon. Frek Tosos, Badim Tosos, Vim Tomar. typically the nishchatu kodem tamid shel shachar. If you're shechting your korban shlamim before the doorways of the heichal are open, well then the tamid shel shachar hasn't been brought yet. V'aminan ha'ola. Ola Rishona, the Tamas al Shachar Nami by Psychas Lasos Hehechel, Kitam Betamanishkat, Loya Tamanishkat, Achir Shemea Kol Shar Shaniftach, that they were not allowed to shech the Karman Tamid until they heard the gates opening up. So obviously, if you're shechting your Shlamin before the Psychas Lasos Hehechel, you're also shechting your Shlamin before the Karman Tamid. So isn't that enough reason to apostle it? Why do I need this second reason that it's based on the doorways of the Hehechel? Tells us three answers. Number one, Vyeshlamar the Krad. By the Tamid, maybe the Isser of doing something with the Tamid before the doorways are open is only the Haktaras HaTamid, but not the, right, the Tamid is a Karban Ola, it's Kula Kala, it's burnt entirely in Mizbech. It's only the Haktara of the Tamid. It's not the Shchita of the Tamid. Shchita of the Tamid could be even before the Psichas Lasa Sehechel. So that's answer number one. Answer number two, Inami the Mitzvah V'lo La'akev K'damer Behed Yabat Cheles V'aditani B'tasefta Kol Zachem Shekdim L'tamish Shachar, a week from Achar Tamash Shalbin Arbaim, Psulin Hainamid Rabbanan. He says it could be that in a chinami, you are doing it before the Tamid, and that's bad, but it doesn't make a puzzle. To shech the Shlamin before the Tamid is wrong, but it's definitely not L'chadchila, but it wouldn't make a puzzle b'diavad. So this puzzle is coming to be B'chadesh, that if you shech the Shlamin before the Psichas Lasa Sehechel, that it's even puzzles b'diavad. Inami, third answer. What if the doorways were opened, then they shechted the Karban Tamid, then they closed them for some reason? For whatever reason, they closed the doors of the Heichal. Can you now shech the Karban Shlamim? So that's what it's teaching us. No, that until the door is open, it needs to be al Pesach Ol Moed, it needs to be Kshad Losos Pesuchos, when the doors are actually opened, not just after the time that they were initially opened. So those are the three answers of Tosos. Okay, back in the Gemara, Bishlam and Mikdash Tekri Mishkan, four lines from the bottom. I understand very well that we find that Mikdash is called Mishkan. Dichsivinasati Mishkani Besochem. El Mishkan Deikri Mikdash Minalan. But where do we find that Mishkan is called Mikdash? Where do we find in the reverse that Mishkan is sometimes referred to as a Mikdash? So Ilemami Dichsiv. If you can say you learn it from the pasuk Vinasu Akahasim Nosei Hamikdash Vekimus Hamishkan Ad Boam. So what do you see that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash because what were the Kasim carrying? The Mikdash, and then it says, and they erected the Mishkan. So obviously, we're talking about the Mishkan that the Bnei Kahas were carrying through the Midbar. They weren't carrying the base of Mikdash through the Midbar, and yet it calls it Mikdash. Answers Gemara, Hahu Ba'arum Ksiv. When it says they were carrying Mikdash, it doesn't mean they were carrying the Mishkan. That just means they were carrying something very, very holy. Namely, the Aron, as Rashi points out, Shum Masa Bnei Kahas, Val Shem Shehu Mekudash Mishara Masaos, Kari Mikdash, because it is the holiest of all the Masaos, that's why it's called Mikdash. As we pointed out many times, the entire Kedushas HaMikdash emanates from the Aron. That's the Aron was the Makom Ashras HaShchinah Mibein Shnei Akruvim on top of the Kaporas, on top of the Aron. That's where the entire Kedusha emanates, and that's probably when it comes to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses also, that the Aron is the centerpiece, the focal point of all the Kedushas, what grants the entire area the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So the Aron is Mekudash, it's the most Mekudash of all the Masaos that anybody would carry, so that's what it's referring to. It's not referring to the Mishkan when it says Mikdash in that pasuk. So we're still looking for a pasuk that refers to the Mishkan as Mikdash. Elamei Hacha says, okay, so let's try again. V'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, make for me a Mikdash and I'll reside in your midst. So what kind of Mikdash are we supposed to make? Obviously we're supposed to make a Mishkan. That's what the context of the pasuk is. And yet we see that we call it Mikdash. So that's the source that we know that Mishkan is called Mikdash, just like Mikdash is called Mishkan. Good. Now back to the machlokas that we had. We had this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about how high a doorway of a mavli can be. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan, who said that the maximum is 20 amos, learned it from the Pesach of the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda, who said the maximum is more than 20 amos, again, we don't know what if, and if there is a maximum, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he learned it from the Pesach of the Ulam. So, frek the Gemara, bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, lilfu mi Pesach Shara Chatzir. Why don't we learn it from the Pesach Shara Chatzir? So says Rashi, This is not going about on the machlokas that we've been talking about the whole time. Says Rashi, arochav paruch. This is asking about the width. Detnan b'masnisin v'arochav me'asar amos yima'it. That the width up, it can be up until 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, you need to make it less wide. So on that we're asking, ha'ashkechon pesach chatzer, davi esrim rochav. That we're going to find that the pesach of the chatzer of the Mishkan was 20 amos wide. V'ikri pesach, and yet it's still called a pesach. We cannot be asking about the height, because the height we're going to discover of the Shara Chatzer was only 5 amos. So there's no way that we're asking, make the maximum height of a Mavoi be 5 amos. Because once we have a Pesach Heichel being described as a Pesach, and it's 20 amos high, so obviously it could be a Pesach if it's 5 amos high, and it could be a Pesach if it's 20 amos high. We're looking for the maximum. So you'd obviously go with the higher numbers. That can't be what we're asking. We have to be asking about the width. The Mishnah said if it's wider than 10 amos, you need to make it less than that. So we're saying that, wait a second, if it's wider than 10 amos, so why is 10 amos the number? It should be a bigger number. Because as long as you have something called Pesach that's larger, we're always going to go with the larger number. So why don't we learn from the Shara Chatzer that it should be 20 amos? How do we figure that the Pesach Shara Chatzer is 20 amos? Never says that explicitly in Chumash. So the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says as follows. Orech HaChatzer Me'abama V'rochav V'chamishim V'chamishim V'koma Chamesh Amos. The length of the Chatzer was 100 Amos, width was 50 Amos, and the height of the was 5 Amos. Uksiv, so now we know that we have an opening that's 50 Amos. We have the width, so the side that you're going to come in from, the width is going to be 50 Amos. So how much of that was made up of wall, and how much of that was made up of opening, right? We need to come to an opening that's somehow 20 Amos. So this is how we figured. The pasuk says that on either side of the opening into the chatzer, you add curtains of 15 amos. We're assuming that that means that you had curtains that covered 15 amos along the width of the chatzer. So you have 15 amos on that side, 15 amos on that side. That's 30 amos that are closed off. The entire thing is 50 amos. So how much is open? 50 minus 30 is 20. You have 20 amos that are open. So you see that the Pesach must be 20 amos. Malalan chamesh berochav esrim, afkan chamesh berochav esrim. So the Gemara is asking, well, wait a second. By the Shara Chatzer, we see it's called a Pesach, even though it's 5 amos tall and 20 amos wide. So why don't we say by a Mavoi also that if it's 5 amos tall and 20 amos wide, it should still be called a good Pesach? Again, the kash is not really on the Chamesh amos. It could be 20 amos high. What we're asking is, why don't we say that up until 20 amos wide, it would still be considered a good Pesach? Answers the Gemara, yes, it's called Pesach, but it's not just called Pesach. Pesach Shara Chatzer Ikri. Pesach Stamalo Ikri. That we find that the doorway to the Chatzer, the entrance to the Chatzer, is called Pesach Shara Chatzer. But it's never called just a Pesach. So we can't derive from there what the dimensions of a regular Pesach are going to be. V'iba Yisei More, another possibility of why we can't learn from the Pesach of the Chatzer. Kiksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amah L'Kasev Begova Hudiksiv. When it says that the curtains were 15 amos, it doesn't mean 15 amos across the entranceway to the Chatzer. It means the curtains were 15 amos high. They were 15 amos tall. How wide were they? No idea. Maybe 30 amos. Maybe whatever. Maybe 25 amos in each. 20 amos in each side. 25 wouldn't work. We'll close off the whole thing. Maybe 20 amos in each side. We don't know. But when we say 15 amos, we're not talking about the width, we're talking about the height. Says Gemara, but wait a second, it gives the dimension for the height. How could you say 15 amos is the height? It says beferish in the pasuk, the height is only 5 amos. So as the Gemara, the height maybe is 5 amos above the Mizbeach. That's what it means to say. The Mizbeach is 10 amos high. The Mizbeach had the bottom level of the Mizbeach was 1 amos, and then you had 5 amos, then 3 amos, and then you had the carnos of the Mizbeach were another amos for a total of 10 amos. The Mizbeach was a total of 10 amos high. So you have the curtains were 15 amos high, and when we say that they're 5 amos high, it means 5 amos extending above the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shalulam gamar. So okay, period. So now frekli gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, we said, learns from the Pesach of the ulam. So frekli gemara. Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shalulam gamar v'atnan v'arachu me'asra amos yimait v'lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. How? What were the dimensions of the ulam? We said it was 40 amos tall, the Pesach of the ulam, and 20 amos wide. Why does Rabbi Yehuda only argue about the height issue and not about the width issue? Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, it could be more than 20 amos tall, no problem. The Mavui is Pesach, could be more than 20. Why doesn't he say it's allowed to be more than 10 amos wide? Pesach of the Ulam is more than 10 amos wide, so why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda allow that? Amar Abaye, Palig B'Braisa. He does argue. It's just not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's mentioned in the Braisa. Detanya v'arachav niyur amos yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda marina sarach l'mayit. If it's wider than 10 amos, the Tanakhama says you have to make it less, and Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, it could be wider than 10 amos. V'liflog b'masnisin. So why doesn't he argue in the Mishnah? So Palig B'gova v'ua din l'rachva. Yeah, it tells us, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda argues about the height, so mistame, he argues about the width as well. You're supposed to figure that out. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of any of the dimensions of the Tanakhama. Vakati, but still, there's something's wrong here. Rabbi Yehuda learning from the Pesach of the Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda Pisco Shalulam Gamar, Vatanya Mavui Shugava Michafami Yemait, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Ad Mem Venunama. Rabbi Yehuda says it could even be 40 or 50 Amos. Vitani Bar Kapara Ad Mea. And the way Bar Kapara taught it is that Rabbi Yehuda says it could be 100 Amos, it could be super tall. So Bishlam Bar Kapara Guzma. So according to Bar Kapara, it could mean that Rabbi Yehuda really just means it could be 40 Amos. And when Bar Kapara taught it that it could be 100 Amos, it's just a guzma, it's an exaggeration because he just says it could be really, really tall. El Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. But the way Rabbi Yehuda teaches the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the way that Rabbi Yehuda taught the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda says, that don't get confused between the Tana and the Amora, that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana says, 40 or 50 amos. 40 or 50 amos, so bishlama arba'im gamarim pisco shalulam. 40 makes sense. You're trying to derive it from the Pesach of the Ulam. The Ulam was 40 amos tall. Elunun minale, where in the world would he get 50 amos from? That seems way too tall. The Pesach of the Ulam is only 40. So Amar Rav Chista Hamas Nisa at Isay L'Rav, that the following Braisa is what caused Rav to make his mistake. Titania, Mavishu Gavo Michafami Yosur Mipischo Shalhechal Yema'it. So the Braisa says that in the Shita of the Tanakhama, clearly, explicitly, that where did the Tanakhama get their shear from? From the Pesach of the Heichal. That if you have a Mavoi whose doorway is more than 20 amos high, like the Pesach of the Heichal, so then you need to be Yema'it. So who savar? So Rav assumed midrabbanan pischo shel hechel gamri, Rabbi Yehuda pischo shelulam gamar. That it must be that if the rabbanan learned the dimensions of a pesach from the pesach of the hechel, then Rabbi Yehuda must learn his dimensions of a pesach from something similar, like the pesach of the ulam. So this entire gemara, everything we said until now, from the very beginning, where we say that amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav on amar Aleph, 6 lines into the gemara that Chachamim lo lamdu al in pischo shalechav, Rabbi Yehuda lamdu al in pischo shalulam. It was all a mistake, says the Gemara. It's not true. The Chacham learned from the Pesach of the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn from the Pesach of the Ulam. Vilohi. It's simply not true. Rabbi Yehuda mi pischo de malchin gamar. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach of kings, that kings have these grand, beautiful, large entrance ways into their palaces, and sometimes they're 40 amos high or 50 amos high. They're exceedingly high. So that's where he learns it from. So frek the Gemara v'rabban imi pischo. Okay, so now that we solved the Rabbi Yehuda problem, let's go back to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned it from the Pesach of the Heichal. Well, you know what the Pesach of the Heichal had? It had actual doors. So why don't we say that in order for something to be a Pesach, it needs doors? Like the Shittas HaRambam, I believe, by Mezuzah. Right? I think the Rambam holds that a doorway is not Chayiv Mezuzah unless it has actual doors. And we don't pass in that way. We put up a Mezuzah even if it doesn't have doors. But why don't you say that in order to be called a Pesach, it should require doors like in order to be machshir mavi, Beishamai says you need a lechi and a kora. Beisilil says how we paskin one or the other, either a lechi or a kora. Nothing about doors. So says Gemara, Dvasos Heichal Tznius Bialmu Davidan. The doorway of the Heichal was not made because you need a doorway for it to be called the Pesach. It was just made to keep it Tznius, to keep the privacy of what was going on in the Avoda, to keep a sense of dignity to the Avoda. Says, yeah, if that's the case, then you if again, if we're learning from the Pesach of the Heichal, then the Tzuras of Pesach shouldn't help, because we learn the maximum could be 10 amos from the Pesach of the Heichal, but guess what? The Heichal itself had a Tzuras of Pesach. So we should learn that the maximum should be 10 amos with the Tzuras of Pesach. And if it's more than 10 amos, then even with the Tzuras of Pesach shouldn't help, if you're really learning from the Heichal. Because the Heichal was 10 amos, had a Tzuras of Pesach, and that's what, that was kosher. Sounds like if it was more than 10 amos, even with the Tzuras of Pesach, would be bad. So why do we assume in our Mishnah that if it's more than 10 amos, you could just make a Tzuras of Pesach, and that would be fine? So midu time el le rav hamasin le rav rav Yehuda l'chia barav kamei de rav eino tzarech lemaid. Why you're saying this according to Rav, that it was said in front of Rav that eino tzarech lemaid v'amila asniya tzarech lemaid, and Rav said no, even with the Tzuras of Pesach you do need to be memaid. So essentially the Gemara says that Rav in fact had a different gears than our Mishnah, where the Mishnah requires narrowing any doorway that's more than 10 amos wide, because the Tzuras of Pesach is insufficient even if it's more than 10 amos wide, because he learns it directly from the Pesach of the Heichal. Okay, we'll pick up Hashem from Elamayata tomorrow.